start the public hearings. Public hearing number one, proposed local law number 12 of 2023 to amend chapter 300 to allow the building or property repurposed that serves a substantial public benefit. Is there anybody here to speak to that? If you could just identify yourself, and I don't know if you want to grab that mic from Ms. Sillman, that would be great.
That's my pick to good one. Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'm Diane Chu, and I have a concern about this proposal. I'm not really sure what it's all about. I surmise that it may be targeting...
Recording in progress.
Sorry about that.
That's right. Targeting the Parker School property and wanting to dispose of it. When it was initially closed, it was sold to the city, and it was a public good with public funds, and my hope was that it would go toward a child care center or something of community benefit, not just an apartment. And my worry is that this first proposal will allow zoning to, I think it's R1, to have the building raised and build whatever. And I think it's too big a carve-out, and it sets a bad precedent for any property, building, or whatever in the entire city to kind of disregard the zoning. So I have serious concerns about this. The other thing is I've really enjoyed being here and hearing everybody, and I very much appreciate listening to the ward reports every time, just to get a, you know, feel of the pulse of the whole city. So I appreciate that being done every time from everybody, even though I don't, you know, live everywhere, but it's nice to hear what's going on and what people are thinking. And I thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chu. Thanks for your input. Is there anybody else to speak to this?
Thank you, Ms. Sillman. My wife said a lot of what I was going to say. But yeah, when the school was closed, Parker School was closed, and the district was able to sell it for $91 on a nominal fee because it was going to a government and a public organization, city government. And now it sounds like the Common Council is being asked to suspend zoning laws across the city on public properties to allow for a project which I don't know. I don't know who, if it's been publicized, what the plans are for the building. And I wish also that it would be used for as a public facility, whether you put part of the city government there, you offer child care, which has been almost universally identified as a need in the community and across the state. And just incidentally, our enrollment in the city school district has gone down by a third, roughly, over the last dozen years. And it's still predicted to go down. And we need something to attract young people to the city. And I hope that we could keep looking for a kind of public use for that. And if we can't, then find out first the details of the plan for the building, and then make the narrowest exception for it in the zoning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chu. Anybody else here to speak to the public hearing?
Hi, my name is Brenda McGovern. I'm here to read a statement first for Joe Schaefer, who could not be here today, and then I have a statement of my own. This is on behalf of Joe Schaefer. Mr. Mayor and members of the Cortland Common Council, I wish I could be here in person to present my comments, but I find access to this room in City Hall beyond my mobility and respiratory comfort. City Hall is not easily handicapped accessible. I understand the question for this hearing is the future status of Parker School. My comments reflect years of service on the Cortland Planning Committee as a member and its chairperson as well. Parker School remains empty due to failed previous projects. Any new project for the building must reflect a number of established existing previous decisions for a building in the R2 zone completely surrounded by R1 zones. A few short years ago, the city adopted a new comprehensive plan in which it firmly established the need to protect the nature and quality of the residential areas 1 and 2 as crucial to maintain the nature of the residential areas of the city. I suggest you refer back to that document. The revised City of Cortland Zoning Code Update 2018 also confirms the description of both R1 and R2 areas as strictly 1 and 2 family buildings meant to preserve the neighborhood's existing nature as a quiet residential area where residents and especially children feel comfortable and safe. Any attempt at spot zoning, by which a smaller area is singled out by a large area or district zone for a use classification totally different and inconsistent with classification not in accordance with the comprehensive plan, is deemed illegal. Spot zoning to benefit a specific individual or a group is most definitely illegal. If spot zoning might be allowed, the precedence is established. There will be no end to its future use to change the nature and the character of our city. Thoughts for future use of Parker School. City Hall has established for years that there was inadequate space for our police department. For our police department and all its services, I would propose that the entire Court Street building be turned over to the police and the courts. Parker School could be used to house the rest of the city administration and staff offices with minimal interior renovations. There is adequate available parking. The auditorium and gymnasium might serve multiple purposes, from meeting spaces to perhaps a latchkey after-school program for neighborhood children. The adjacent playground and Suckett Park would lend additional program usage. Thank you, Joe Schaefer. And now I'd like to speak on my behalf. Mr. Mayor and members of the Cortland Common Council, my name is Brendan McGovern and I'm an educator at Binghamton University, and I also serve on the Cortland City Planning Commission. I'm here to register my strong opposition to proposed law number 12 of 1923 to amend chapter 300 to allow for building or property repurpose that serves a substantial public benefit. Present code can address this kind of request with a special use permit granted by the City Planning Commission. Special use permits are allowed where code specifies. We have laws that address these issues that follow specific criteria. If a property is vacant, there are ways to address that using the current system. If the conditions for a special use permit are unnecessarily restrictive, that can be addressed by changing the existing code, which this council has the ability to do. Why not change the code to include more conditions where special permits are allowed and let the Planning Commission do its job? This proposed law creates a false sense of emergency as justification to usurp the power entrusted by the people of the City of Cortland to the City Planning Commission, and it places it in the hands of this Common Council. The Planning Commission is a board of volunteers with relevant experience and specific New York State training. The Common Council is not mandated to have this training, is much more political, and would not have the same oversight as the Planning Commission. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. McGovern. Let's see, is anybody else to speak to this?
Hello, I'm Whitney Hargett. I lived in the City of Cortland for about 5 years now. And I share everyone's sentiments that have spoken so far. I believe that the Zoning Board is an apolitical entity, and they do have more training, and they're more qualified to make such decisions. If it's put in more of the hands of political figures, there's a potential for there to be a political agenda to it. So, now that I've said that, sorry, I'm out of breath because I ran here. Just just got back from work. I wanted to give a little bit of my story about how difficult it was to find childcare for my child. So when Xander was born, I decided that I would stay home for 2 years with him, and then at 2 years, I would find childcare for him. I was gravely mistaken and minimized how difficult it would be to actually find childcare. So I went to various places and had to be put on a wait list that was more than a year long. The good news is that after a year and a half, so when Xander was 3.5 years old, I finally did secure daycare for him in Tompkins County. And I work in Binghamton every day and commute. So happy ending for me, sort of. But my question to all of you lovely people is, what about the other Cortland moms who are stuck in waiting list purgatory? COVID-19 has shined some light on many things, various things. One of them being that despite all of our progress as women, and it is Women's History Month, March, it is still a societal expectation that women are the primary caretakers of children. And we could see that with COVID-19, because what we saw was many women leaving the workforce to take care of their children when the pandemic closed down schools and daycares. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. I feel that there are so many jobs, people looking for other people to go to work, and I see help wanted signs quite a bit. Provide childcare to Cortland moms, and you will see more people taking jobs. You will see women going back into the workforce. Because ultimately that's a huge obstacle right now, is finding someone to take care of our children so we can work. So I think that's it. I think that's all that I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anybody else to speak to the proposed local law number 12 of 2023 to amend chapter 300 to allow for building and property repurposed that serves a substantial public benefit? Last call, proposed local law number 12 of 2023 to amend chapter 300 to allow for building or property repurposed that serves a substantial public benefit.